Hey everyone, hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to another Gym the Third podcast. In this podcast, I wanted to cover a couple different topics. The first one being the trip that I have right now in South Carolina, where I am, some stuff with my workouts, as well as some stuff related to school. So I'll start in that order. So our team's currently 3-1, and we will be playing in the brackets tomorrow as a fifth seed. There is a 1-5 seed, and we qualified as a fifth. Which is very good because we had one really stupid loss that we should have won, but we were able to win today in pretty destructive fashion by winning 16-0 against a team that just imploded in the second inning and allowed us to mercy them in three. Worked really well in our favor, and we're set up pretty well to have a good chance and at least put our best foot forward when we're playing tomorrow. So hopefully that goes well. If we win two games tomorrow, we'll play in the championship on Tuesday, which I really hope we get to because we've had several close tournaments where we've gotten close to winning, just haven't been able to finish, which is very annoying. We have this odd habit of losing to the team that wins the championship, which is also very annoying. But that's really how baseball's been going down here, so it's been going pretty well, and hopefully it continues to go well. Tournament will go through Tuesday. Right now it's Sunday, so a couple more days of that. I was thinking about my workout, so now to change topics to that, and I think this is a good time for me to take a deload, one, because I'm at a crappy gym. They have, I don't want to call it crappy, because it's very nice for what I was able to find while I'm here, and it's not too terribly far away, but their bars are, I mean, essentially I'm just going back to lower quality bars, lower quality platforms, and just kind of a bad lifting space. I could still do like my strength work and stuff, but if I wanted to do a lot of snatches and clean and jerks, it's just not really a very good space. And it's weird saying that based on the gym that I normally am at, and I think, well, this space isn't very good, but at least you have enough of it. And that's the problem with this gym, is there's just not enough space to feel comfortable or not cramped or whatever with the space that you are using for the lifts. I may still lift one of the days. I am not going to lift today. And probably not tomorrow, but I may lift on Tuesday and then take Wednesday off and then start kind of the cycle of preparation for the competition I'll have in August. Part of the reason for that is I don't want to lift at that gym very much more because I'm going to be set up to do a max out day and doing a max snatch or clean and jerk in that gym, even if it's just mostly heavy, is just crappy because the bars are just so horrible that I just don't like them at all. I mean, doing squats and push presses and stuff like that, they don't really matter, or even like jerks, but to do a clean or to do a snatch is just not comfortable, and the space that they have is just not a comfortable space to be in just because it's kind of cramped. So I wouldn't really be able to max out as well as I would like to, and I wouldn't get the benefit out of that because of the atmosphere and the, I guess, the weakness of me mentally to not be able to go around that. But for clean and jerks, I probably would be all right. It's just like there's no space behind me where I would do that, and I don't like having stuff behind me when I'm doing a clean and jerk. I can deal with stuff in front of me because there's only a finite, you know where you are, but when it's behind you, I don't know, and it's just kind of weird. And snatches, the bars just suck, frankly. I mean, they're smooth on the where you hold it, and that's how all the bars are. They're just not very nice bars. Thankfully, they have really nice bumper plates, and they're all in kilograms, which is really weird because it doesn't fit the rest of the gym, the quality of the bumper plates versus the quality of the bars that they have, as well as the platforms that were clearly homemade and just kind of crappily put together. I mean, it definitely could be a lot worse. I could not be able to do any weightlifting. I mean, they're cool with me doing whatever, so it's definitely a positive thing, but I'm just not able to do the work that I would like to be able to do in the way that I would like to be able to do it. I guess I'm spoiled because I'm using a nice bar at home now, but what I'll probably do is just lift that Tuesday and then start lifting when I get home. Now, besides that, the excuses of why I can't lift or don't want to lift at the gym are one thing, but another reason that I thought is a big positive of taking the few days off. One, you know, I'm kind of on vacation. I'm not a beach guy or anything, so it's not like a huge, like, oh, I'm so glad to be here or whatever. It's really nice and everything, but it's not like I'm super excited to be at the beach. I've been to it once the first day, and I probably won't go back again because it's just the beach. But I do want to kind of take advantage of this time to work on changing habits as far as getting to bed a bit earlier and getting up earlier each day, seeing how that will be something I have to do during the school year. And I also like doing it generally as a life habit and not staying up too late. And I've been getting quite bad at that, not to where I'm losing sleep or I'm not getting enough of it, but to where I'm just waking up later in the day. And I don't really like that. I like being up early before everyone and just kind of, even if I'm not doing anything, if I get up at 7, then I can just sit around, eat a little breakfast and drink some coffee and just kind of be awake. But I haven't been doing that. So I'm kind of using this vacation because we've actually had 9 o'clock games, which has been really nice because I had to get up. So I didn't really have a choice and there isn't really too much for me to do. So I just go to bed earlier and it's not extreme. I mean, it's like, 11 o'clock or whatever. I think the one night I went after midnight, but the other one I went, last night it was like 11 or so, which is fine for me because, if I get up about 7, then that's about 8 hours. It's just during the school year, I'd have to go to bed a little bit earlier to still get that about 8 hours of sleep. But trying to work on changing that habit. And another thing that I don't want to work on physically that's related is kind of the IT band issue that I've been dealing with for a while. Thankfully, it hasn't really been affecting my lifting, seeing how I was able to hit a squat PR and a push press PR and I think a snatch balance PR. I mean, I've been really progressing really well whenever I try to max out on just about every lift, but I've been kind of dealing with the IT band for a while now on and off, and it will get worse and get better. And I'm looking at different movements and different stretches and different like muscle releases, or I don't know, there's a variety of terms for it, but different things I can do to kind of work on that area to increase the mobility in it, or at least to loosen it up so then it's not as achy as it is now. I definitely want to take advantage of this for the next couple of days as I'm not, doing much in the weight room to take advantage of getting that healthier. Because obviously if I'm doing lots of squats and stuff, that's just going to continue to aggravate it. And if I'm able to loosen it up sufficiently, hopefully that's something that bodes well for my training once I get back into back to Cincinnati. Once I get back to that training, I do want to generally keep the structure of my training pretty much the same. I don't really want to change too much of it, but I want to continue to kind of lower the volume of it and to also flip the structure of how I do snatches and clean and jerks to do them first and then to do the strength work second, and kind of emphasize that since I'm getting up to a competition and I want to continue to work on the technique, but I also don't want to do it in a state where I'm fatigued from doing squats or presses or stuff like that. But I don't want to not do those, obviously. But I just want to emphasize the movements that are specific to what I'm trying to improve. And then once I have the competition, obviously I'm going to work on strength stuff like that and maybe do some things like snatch doubles and clean doubles and random stuff like that that isn't as specific as doing, a maximum single, but would be beneficial to work on, one, just muscle mass and strength, but also to work on things in the technique and find things of where I'm breaking down and work on those. So that's something I want to work on as well. And I definitely, I've only been doing to kind of jump back to the IT band thing, I've only been doing that today, and I definitely have already felt a difference of just how my IT band feels, because normally it almost always loosens up by the time I start moving, and if it doesn't, when I'm in the gym, start loosening up once I start moving, then it will loosen up once I get warmed up on squats and once I start doing my warm-up sets, which I want to get to the point where, I can just do my warm-up sets without having to worry about too much pain. I always will be a little achy and a little tight, but, that's kind of been the problem area. So trying to address that will hopefully make my body just warm up in a better fashion and not have to, worry about that becoming more of an issue and kind of attack it. This is actually something I will add to my training as well, is more unilateral work, and that's for upper body as well as lower body. So I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of have this IT band issue, is that I don't really do much lunges because they kind of bother my knee. I don't really do much unilateral work from upper body because I'm just too lazy to, which is ironic because I'll work out 6 days a week and multiple times a day for several of those and do everything that I have planned, but to do any unilateral work. I can't be bothered to do. So I definitely want to change that aspect of it. And hopefully that will kind of just help balance everything out. For my upper body, I definitely know that my left arm is a little bit weaker than my right one. But I definitely probably have the same kind of issue in my lower body. I just don't notice it quite as much. So, you know, things to, there's always something to improve with training and always something that I can do that's more efficient or better. And it's just about finding those things and being able to implement those with consistency in order to see the changes that you want to see with that. So really my first goal is to continue to do the IT band movement exercises to continue to loosen up that area, and then to plan out the structure of what I want my training to look like leading up to my competition while I'm still here in South Carolina. I may have one more workout. I may just not do that. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day. If I get too antsy, then I may go there just for the health benefits of exercising, or I may just force myself to go walk on the beach or something like that. But I am enjoying my time down here. And the nice thing with being away from home and being in a different schedule and routine is that you're able to manipulate the habits that you've built up over time a lot easier, such as me trying to get to bed earlier and wake up earlier, and being able to think about, you know, what I'm doing in the weight room in kind of a more objective manner since I'm further away from it, in a sense. But you're just able to think about life in a different way, which is a good positive thing, and I always have. seemingly have these thoughts when I'm away from home, and it's something that I should plan to do a bit more because of that, or at least on a regular basis because of the benefits I get from the introspective thought of the time that I'm out away from my house. But again, I'm a homebody, so I don't like to do that kind of stuff. But anywho, I'm going to wrap up this podcast here. I hope you're all having a great day, and I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.